Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. People are dealing with the heat here. It looks like we do get a break for the weekend, a much, much needed break as we welcome August on Friday and today at Steelers camp. First day of pads, and you'll hear about that with our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn. Meanwhile, we
August.
August is Friday. It seems like all of a sudden,
wow,
the summer has been accelerated tremendously. And it's back to school, all that. Parents getting ready for the kids.
Warp speed, huh?
It's coming. Meanwhile, we want to update you with new information from New York City.
Yes, this is a recent CBS News special report on the latest developments in the Manhattan mass shooting last night.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the gunman who killed four people and critically wounded another at an office building on Park Avenue meant to target the NFL's offices there, but took the wrong elevator bank. 27-year-old Shane Tamura of Las Vegas wound up on the 33rd floor offices of Rudin Management. Adams says Tamura had a note on him explaining his documented mental health issues.
He felt he had CTE, a known brain injury for those who participate in contact sports. He appeared to have blamed the NFL for his injury.
Tamura never played in the NFL, but did play high school football. Tamura had a Nevada gun license.
We have strong gun laws here, but many of our neighboring states have lax gun laws. This person appears to have had a sealed permit, even with his mental health challenges.
An NYPD officer was among the four people killed.
And that is the latest on this case here. Eric Adams, the mayor in New York, confirming reports that we had been passing along to a certain extent, not in as greater detail, but since we got started this morning, sources in the law enforcement were passing along information to some of the journalists in New York.
Certainly after a shooting like this, and especially when there's a police officer involved, the entire police department, first responders in the city of New York, tragically, he was not on assignment from his day job, as many police officers also do. They have other duties that they participate in, like securing buildings. And I understand that was the case for this police officer.
And even more tragically, he is he's an immigrant who was serving NYPD.
4 years.
And was a young father, leaving behind two children and a wife pregnant with a third.
And you scratch your head, and the question of why comes up. And as you heard, that is the newer information, that there seems to be some in this individual's mind, the 27-year-old Shane Tamora, that somehow the NFL was to blame. And he's claiming he has issues with CTE, which only can be diagnosed post-mortem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he shot himself in the chest, and his note also included a request that his brain be examined for evidence of CTE. Don't know how that's all going to turn out, Larry. I can say this, though, that now some people will be raising the issue of the gun permit and why he would be allowed to have one at all, considering his extensive mental health history. They made that announcement about the mental health issues last night in the first news conference after the shooting.
And even though he mistakenly went to floors on the 34th?
Yeah, wound up going to 33, and the NFL's down like 7, 8 down around there. They've got a couple of floors.
They actually have 5 through 8.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
And then one of their employees was one of the people shot. Now, I'm not sure, they didn't identify that person, but it does work for the National Football League.
Yeah, Roger Goodell said last night that that person was in stable condition, but had been critically wounded.
And we'll keep you posted on that story. Meanwhile, president getting ready to come back from Scotland. CBS's Michael George.
President Trump has one more day on the golf course in Scotland today before he returns home to the White House. The president will dedicate a new golf course at his resort in Aberdeen to his late mother, Marianne McLeod Trump. CBS News' Torian Small has more on Trump's busy trip.
President Trump spent the fourth day of his visit to Scotland meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The two leaders discussed ongoing wars in Ukraine and in the Middle East. President Trump told reporters Monday he reduced the time he'll give Russian President Vladimir Putin to reach a peace agreement with Ukraine, which he'd previously set at 50 days.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting.
Also on Monday, the president addressed the situation in Gaza.
We want to get the children fed.
The president said he's concerned about the starvation going on in Gaza and will work with the United Kingdom and other European nations to set up food centers in the region.
Yeah, we're going to supply funds, and we just took in trillions of dollars. We got a lot of money, and we're going to spend a little money on some food.
Even in Scotland, the president continues to be dogged by questions about his relationship with disgraced financier and convicted sex felon Jeffrey Epstein. On Monday, the president downplayed their friendship, saying he's never visited Epstein's island.
I never went to the island, but Larry Summers, I hear, went there. He was the head of Harvard. And many other people that are very big people, nobody ever talks about them. I never had the privilege of going to his island.
After their meeting, Starmer flew with President Trump aboard Air Force One to Aberdeen, Scotland, where the president has a golf course and is holding a ribbon cutting for a third golf course on Tuesday. Torian Small, CBS News, Washington.
And that's the latest on, again, the president's final day in Scotland before he returns to the White House in Washington. Turns to Stage AE Saturday. Catch Damian and Stephen Marley, the children of the late, great Bob Marley, Jay Boog, the Elevators, and more. Chillville's got food, art, and vibe, and it all supports MCG Youth, an affiliate of the Manchester Craftsman Guild. This is a great opportunity and a beautiful weather day. RockReggaeRelief.com and get your tickets now. Every Tuesday, we check in with Lynn Hayes Freeland, who joins us live from Atlanta, Georgia. And you can see Lynn on our live stream at kdkradio.com, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company on our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you? That event, that's a rock reggae thing, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, Lucas Pyatt, who's building this Esplanade, this 15-acre development on the river next to Rivers Casino, is the man behind it. And they started down around Market Square in the street. They would block off the street around the corner from their building, and it got so big, and now with the construction underway and Market Square, they're prepping up for the draft, they're redoing Market Square, they had to move it, but this started last year, so This is the second year at Stage AE. I've been there, and it is a blast. So it's and it's semi-weather dependent because they can open Stage AE for outdoor.
They can open that up, right.
But if it's severe weather, then they got to flip it. You can't fit as many people. But the spectacular news is low humidity, sunshine, and 78 here Saturday. So this is really the first weather break we're going to get, Lynn, on a weekend in a long time.
Yeah, you know what? It sounds like it. Certainly, I follow your weather. I follow my weather. And, you know, you're talking to somebody who's in a city where today that feels like temperature is supposed to be, I think it's 112. So,
what?
But like you guys, yeah, that's the feels like. I think the actual is like 98, 99. But like you guys, we're supposed to have a nice weekend in the 80s. And 80s is a good break for us. So I get it about the weather, for sure. But that's exciting. It sounds like a great event. Now, is that Pyatt, as in the Pyatt from Pyatt Place?
Yeah, Pyatt. Lucas is kind of the lead now. His whole family has been involved in development for many years. And Lucas, one of the visionaries of downtown Lynn. Remember the old State Building, not far from KDK's
sure.
Gateway Center?
Absolutely.
That had issues, I guess, where they had to deconstruct it, so to speak, because of asbestos concerns. And then he envisioned, why not condominiums? People can purchase and live right there in the city, right in view of the point. And it turned out to be a big success. And he's done many other projects, including Rebel and Roost restaurant bar down there in Market Square. And Lucas is one of those people that sees things that aren't there and makes them happen. And you know what he's putting in this new Esplanade? A Ferris wheel. Because
is that where the Ferris wheel's going to be?
George Ferris was from here. People don't know that, who created the Ferris wheel. So that'll be part of the amenities. But anyway, good show.
Anyway, yeah, I have been hearing rumblings about a Ferris wheel. I didn't know exactly where it was. Let me just circle back for a minute to the state office building and the transformation of it. Is that building now called Riverview?
Yes.
Riverview. And that is the perfect name. At one time, I lived in Gateway Towers, which is kind of right across the street, other side of the Hilton. And the Riverview from that unit in Gateway Towers was amazing. I could have charged people to come and watch the fireworks, but yeah, he was a visionary.
Well, think about Gateway Towers and what's built up around it. That was one of the first condominium buildings, period, in the city. And of course, that was convenient for you to work because you worked in the next building.
It was perfect.
That was, yeah. But
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Think of the development that's going on the North Shore. You know, back when Three River Stadium was there, it was a cement donut with a giant asphalt field. Right. And all the development you see now was supposed to, in part, be things that were to come around Three Rivers that never really developed. And now the view from Gateway Towers across the North Shore would be particularly attractive at this point.
And I hear tell that there really is going to be a grocery store in downtown, which will be huge for people who live downtown.
Yeah, we talked to John Valentine about that last week, who heads up the Neighborhood Alliance group down in the city. And yeah, it's a need. The tough part is what they call in the business is shrinkage. People stealing stuff. And we've seen this in other places, in other neighborhoods, where it economically hits a tipping point where the business people don't want to do it. So they figured it out. Hopefully it'll work, because more and more people live downtown. Yeah, that's what they call shrinkage. That'll be a new term for couples when one spends more than the other. Goes, oh, I see shrinkage. Well,
yeah, exactly. And you know what? It's so funny, because the other day I was in my local drugstore, and I noticed now it's like everything is behind lock and key. The lotion was locked up, the batteries were locked up, and you constantly had to find someone to unlock the cabinet to get the most basic things. And I thought it was a real sad statement on our society that you have to lock everything up.
It is, and they do, apparently, because people steal everything. And they're talking about everywhere, every neighborhood. This isn't just confined to some places. I know a person who works for a chain here, and he said, Larry, you would not believe who some of these people are and what they steal. And so it's become a major issue, which, in my opinion, in part, is why Amazon has been so successful. Because if you can't touch it, feel it, you can only see it, why not order it online? That's what a lot of people do. And if you're, you know, a preferred member, you can get free shipping, comes the next day in many cases. And for them, they don't have to deal with the issue of stealing from them. Now, there are porch pirates, but it's a complete game changer. So, unfortunately,
I am fortunate that I live literally across the street from an Amazon fulfillment center. So if I order from Amazon, I usually get whatever it is between 2 and 5 that day.
That's even better.
Very spoiled. Yeah.
What's on your radar? Give us a tease what you want to talk about.
I want to talk about the airport. I want to talk about being a tester at the airport, which I think is amazing. And I want to talk about, you were mentioning August, summer going away. I want to talk about Christmas.
What? All right. I'm game. Lynn Hayes-Friedland, more coming up. Thanks, Lynn. Between Marty Griffin, 10 to 2. We'll check in with Marty in a few minutes. Larry Richard, we continue our conversation with Lynn Hayes-Friedland and going through your checklist, Lynn, and some of the things that are on your radar screen. So where do you want to start?
Well, I got an email this morning from a local nursery here, where I get my plants and all that kind of stuff. And they really shocked me, because the email said, hey, because of the potential impact of tariffs, shipping delays, you need to be thinking now about what you want for Christmas. The wreath, any of those things, you need to order them now, because the closer it gets to December, these things are going to be hard to find. And I'm thinking, wow, that's kind of weird. And then there's a book club thing that I have for my grandchildren. Same kind of email. Things are going to be a lot tighter this year. We're not going to have the supply available that we've had. So it just kind of makes me feel that I wouldn't normally be thinking about Christmas at the end of July, you know, Christmas in July kind of thing. But I think we have to this year.
Part of the issue is we still don't know what the tariff deal is with China. And a lot of these items come, or parts of things come from China. And so it's hard to know. So they've got to figure out in a hurry when they're ordering, and you have to order months in advance for Christmas if you're a wholesaler for items. So the potential is, if you don't get it now at its current price and you want that item, there's a good chance that item will cost more in short order. And then
if they can get it.
If they can get it at all. So that's actually a good point. If there's something that you really, really want for Christmas.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing. But, you know, when I think back on it, my mother always started her Christmas shopping in August. And we always thought that was a little strange, but my mother was a Christmas, you know, she loved Christmas. So from the beginning of November to the end of January, it was all Christmas all the time. And sometimes you reach a point, and I don't know if men do this, but did I lose you?
No, I got you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know if men do this, but women go through a phase where you become more and more like your mother every day. I don't know if men go through that phase, but that's what it feels like. I'm shopping in August, just like my mother do, so...
I just thought
I'd throw that out there.
I'm not touching that one.
Okay, that's fair enough. You know what? What's trending with T, she also mentioned Deion Sanders. And I was thinking about his situation a couple months ago. ESPN's Jay Harris, who is actually a Pittsburgher,
right,
came out and talked about his history with prostate cancer. And this coming Saturday on Minority Health Matters, that's Saturday at 12 noon. This is my shameless plug. Saturday at 12 noon on KDKA Radio 100, you know the deal. We're going to talk about these very issues. We're going to talk about why African-American men in particular, but all men, seem to have a resistance to following up, to pursuing medical checkups, why that is, and how to try to rectify that problem. So that's coming up Saturday at noon. I'm very curious to see what the men are going to say about that.
Well, count me among them where you tend to push off things that you mm-hmm. should be doing on a regular basis. That said, for those that don't know, Deion Sanders revealed actually late yesterday that he was cancer-free. And a lot of people had no idea he was battling mm-hmm. cancer, but here's what he had to say.
But this wasn't easy. Men, everybody, get checked out. Because if it wasn't for me getting tested for something else, they wouldn't have stumbled up on this. And make sure you go to get the right care, because without wonderful people like this, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today, because it grew so expeditiously, I could say. But please get yourself checked out.
Deion Sanders. And, you know, somebody else locally, Donnie Iris, dealing with this, you know, and fortunately he's able to return to performing. And so a good heads up for a lot of men in particular.
It really is. And, you know, statistically, they say that men who are married or in committed relationships have better health than men who are single or divorced or widowed.
There's a driving force behind that.
Yeah. I was going to say, y'all might think it's a nagging or whatever, but it can make the difference. And sometimes that's what some men need, Larry.
I know. Marty got me good last year. So meanwhile, you had one more thing on your list.
Oh, I got a couple more things, but I'll go to the airport because I saw in the paper, it was in an email today, that the airport will be opening soon and they're looking for 2,000 to 2,500 people to be testers, to come out and spend a day at the airport so they can figure out where the bumps are. I think that would be so much fun.
And you know what? I just found out, Lynn, that we talked to Bob Kerlick from the airport.
Okay.
And he said... What, Aaron, do you remember how many he said? So you're right. They're looking for 2,500, give or take.
They got like 400,000. Like
an insane number of people wanted
so many.
Oh my goodness.
Wanted to go through this process. So
all right, so I'm not alone in that. I'm not alone in
that. No, I think
that makes me feel better.
We're Pittsburgh. We love that. Yeah, let's get out there. They're going to give something free, aren't they? That's probably what people are thinking. But
probably, but
do want to see this new airport. And that said,
to be able to tell your friends, I saw the new airport.
The next time we talk, our producer will be 30 years old. She revealed her age. She's just 29 now, but on Thursday, she will turn 30. Any parting wisdom?
Ooh, Whew. You know what? The only thing I can say is so many of us save our good clothes, our dress-up clothes for a special occasion. Every day is a special occasion. Go for it.
There you go. Erin,
I like that advice.
Write that down.
Perfect.
She won't need much. She's going to the beach, so
that's what I heard.
Short term, yeah. Wherever that be. I'm going to help her and her husband find the perfect beach. All right, we got
okay.
this.
Okay, she mentioned Rehoboth. That's one of my favorites, but I'm just saying.
Lynn Hayes Breedland. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, Lynn. Have a great
All right,
week.
Have a good-
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.